I'm Fletcher Powell for KMUW, looking at non-commercial and independent movie screenings in the Wichita area, starting with a busy Thursday, July 21st. Three films showing that night, the first beginning at 7 o'clock as the Orpheum presents the very dark 1986 musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors, which stars Rick Moranis and features some perverse and memorable performances by Steve Martin and Bill Murray. Also on the 21st, the Murdoch Theater shows an encore screening of the documentary My Perestroika, following the lives of five Russian citizens through the political changes of the last 30 years. My Perestroika plays at 7:30, as does this week's entry in the Tallgrass Film Association's Cinema al Fresco series, The Maltese Falcon. No, not the 1941 John Huston Humphrey Bogart classic. This version of Dashiell Hammett's novel was made 10 years earlier in 1931 and stars Ricardo Cortez in the role of Sam Spade. The Maltese Falcon will show at Rock Island Studios. A week later, on July 28th at Rock Island Studios, Cinema al Fresco will show Joel and Ethan Coen's Raising Arizona. The Coens' first movie after their groundbreaking debut Blood Simple, Raising Arizona helped to cement the Coen staples of inept criminals, manic comedy, and lots of yelling. Also next week, the Murdoch Theater shows the searing portrait of family, religion, and violence, Incendie. The Canadian film, much of which is in French and Arabic, was widely expected to win last year's Oscar for foreign film, but was eventually defeated by the Danish In a Better World. Incendie plays July 26th and 28th. And finally, at 7 o'clock this Saturday, July 23rd, the Great Plains Nature Center shows the 2009 documentary Vanishing of the Bees, which looks at the worldwide implications of the rapid disappearance of the honeybee. The movie's director, George Langworthy, will be on hand after the screening for a question and answer session. For more information and to see trailers and clips from any of these movies, visit the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org.